If you go to a tropical location, some people might decide to don a floral print shirt. But things got a little out of hand in this location, and the story involved one of our U.S. presidents. The story is part of our Best of 2025 series, next on The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV. And you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
President Harry Truman spent 175 days of his presidency working from a naval base in Key West, Florida. As Clinton Curry explains, the residence here acquired a new name a bit by accident during a press conference at the dedication for Everglades National Park.
Of course, once the dedication takes place, a lot of the newsmen are he called them the one more club, you know? One more question. So one of those one more questions was, do you like Florida? Do you think you're going to come back? He's like, oh yeah, I've got a little White House down in Key West.
And it's been called the Little White House to this day. You'll find many artifacts from Truman's days here inside the two-story residence and office. One unique piece is a floral print shirt he wore that got national attention.
All of a sudden, that shows up on the national news. Next thing you know, all the merchants are starting to send shirts to Key West to say, hey, President Truman, wear ours. So many shirts showed up that during the presidential visits here to Key West, they would just lay the shirts out and tell the staff, okay, pick a shirt.
There's also a unique poker table inside that had to be designed to not look like its intended purpose.
The poker table sits 7, all manufactured locally here. Because he didn't really want to have any images of the president of the United States out playing poker. A great cover was made for it so that breakfast could also be served on the poker table.
A visit here will step you back into what the place looked like in 1946 and reveal another facet of Truman's life.
While being the president of the United States, he was also able to have a bit of a human side to him here, which is a nice way to ingratiate yourself to folks as well.
The presidential retreat is today open to visitors and remains a popular attraction that brings the presidential post-war years to life in this southern getaway town. Traveling the countryside in Key West, Florida, I'm Andrew McCrae.